Man, talk about ups and downs. I think it's a record, right? The penalties, my goodness. You know, we're going to have to watch the film and talk about that, but the refs, I think, did a great job, and we're going to have to clean it up on our end.
You guys just keep finding ways to win. Like, do you enter crunch time with a bit more confidence because you've done it so many times?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you definitely feel confident because you've done it before. We practice it a lot. So you definitely have the confidence in it in that way. But, you know, it's so funny, man. We have such a long way to go as a team. We see the end goal in sight and what we want the team to look like, but we're just not there yet. But we have a long way to go, and we'll keep working until we get there.
Important three there, Derek. Obviously, I'm sure you approved of that to go for it there. What's going through your mind? Just make a play?
Yes. Throw an accurate ball. Stand in there, make an accurate throw. You know, give our guys a chance to make a play. You know, that's what my thought process is. And as soon as the third down was, I don't know what it was, incomplete or whatever it was, I looked to the side and Coach Del Rio, sure enough, go, just go. You know, and we got to come up big for him. He trusts us to do that. We got to keep doing it.
You didn't follow set down in the end zone for a while. You kind of stayed with your offensive line.
I love them. I'm thankful for them. They worked their tails off just so I could stand back there and, you know, throw the ball. So, you know, sometimes I get excited, I run down there, but at that moment it just hit me like, man, I want to celebrate with them. You know, I just, me and Seth we'll catch up later, but, I saved my big guys from running all the way down there. They fought their tails off all game, so just thought I'd save them some time. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a whole bunch of guys in there, myself included, talking about, like, plays we messed up on and just like, Lord, please let us win. You know, it'll be a lot nicer on film if we win. And that's just the thing about this team. We got each other's back, you know. And OTAs, you heard us talk about family so much. And, we want to really mean it, you know, especially when a guy has a rough day. We have your back, you know. Yeah, you know, I've had my share of rough days. Goodness, we all know that. My team has had my back, and we'll win football games, and it feels a lot better, you know, to know that, you know, we have a team like that. I think that that's what I'm so fired up about. It's not just the wins, is that our character of this team is we genuinely love each other, and we'll fight for each other no matter what.
I believe you set a Raiders team record for yard passing yards. Pretty amazing. Stayed with Daryl Monica, Jim Plunkett, the guys you get through here, and you've got the record for that.
It's crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was, like, so overcome with emotion when someone told me that out there, I almost started crying. Like, not in a weird way, just, like, that's stuff you dream of as a kid. And, I'm just blessed that, you know, God's using me in this position, man. You know, I'm just very thankful.
You obviously look like you're throwing the ball really confidently. Is this about as good as you felt throwing it?
Yeah, I'm trying so hard to work on that. I don't want to look like a young quarterback. You know, I don't want to – I want to make sure that I'm trying to get – better each game, and it's going to take a while. I think I'm 25. My wife will have to remind me. I think I'm 25. I'm only 25 years old, so I have a long way to grow, but I'm just trying my best to just every game play more confident, you know, and I'm happy you said that because I've been working hard, you know, on that since I got into the NFL, but I still have a ways to go, but I'm definitely trying.
It's definitely better for you because when you hit that back foot hits, you release.
It's more the mental side. It's more of the mental, you know, are you confident in your read? Are you confident in what you're seeing? Are you confident in your studies in that game? Because that's what leads to physically being confident, you know, I hope that makes sense. But that's just kind of how I look at it.
Touchdown.
Oh, so happy, man. Could have ran it in and been my first rushing touchdown, but I thought I'd be nice to him and give him one. It was funny because in the week of practice, we ran that play, and I ran it in to mess with him. And he just laughed at me. He's like, man, whatever. And then in the game, we were able to throw it to him. So, for him to come back, you know, we talked with KO, with Coach Del Rio coming back to where they've been and getting a win. I think that's all he cared about. But to get a touchdown, I think he's pretty pumped.
He ran a good route?
He ran a great route. Wide open, man. Did a great job.
To overcome all the self-inflicting wounds you guys had out there with the penalties and starting slow offensively, what does it say about the team going forward now? Maybe too soon to look at it, but you got Denver coming in for national title game next weekend.
Oh, yeah. Never too soon. I'm with you. I'm already thinking about it. I already started on them in the locker room. You know, my mind's already there. You know,
what does it say about the team then to overcome what happened here today and still get the win?
You know, you know, just to hit on that, man, it's gonna take us continuing to work on it in practice to not make those dumb mistakes. We all had a fair share of those. Like I said, I thought the rest did a great job. And I think that we can just continue to work hard at practice, man. I think that's all it is. But, you know, going on to Denver, we're already focused on them. The road to win the division goes through them. The road to the Super Bowl goes through them. You know, they're on top. You know, everyone wants to crown us because we haven't won for so long, and now we are. We're definitely not on top, man. They're on top, you know, but we're very confident. We respect everybody, you know, but fear no one. We're looking forward to that game. And I've known them, playing them so much, it's going to be a tough one. You know, it just is. And you prepare your tail off and try and work hard and get ready for them.
In what ways do you think that you benefited from this weekend?
It got more rest, you know. Yeah. Got a lot more rest. There's no commute, you know, so that was nice, especially in the Bay Area traffic, as we all know, could be at any time. So, guys were just, and I think it is a perfect time to have everyone together. You know, we haven't done that since camp, but it was good to have everybody around, man. Everyone's eating together, going out, hanging out together, and I think that that's a good thing. Seth is super clutch. we always talk about this, man, but that guy catches game winners all the time, and it's crazy. I told him he went into NFL Street game breaker mode on that last touchdown, man. He just didn't want to get tackled. So, Seth is a tireless worker, and you know he's always off to the side when we're not in on offense catching balls. He'll grab Connor. He'll grab whoever. And they'll always be throwing to him. And so, when you got a guy that works hard like that, I'm happy when they make plays.
Is that the first read, initial read on that play, or was it to go outside?
It's hard to say. It's hard to answer. It just depends on the coverage. Yeah, it just depends on the coverage. But that stance, once I saw it, then I knew I had a couple options, and, I just chose Seth. He did a great job.
You guys got Michael involved today.
Yeah.
He's
such a good – first of all, he's such a good guy. You know, we have a lot of those on this team. So it's always nice to see him do well. To start, not dressing out at the beginning of the year to now catching big-time touchdowns when we need them. I mean, that catch was – that's a tough catch. I made it hard on him, because I kind of had to. But he did such a great job of, using his hands, and he does that in practice. So I'm not surprised, and I'm just happy for him. Thank you all. Yep.